Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison's in Cleveland. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Hey, Allison, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, great. Allison, if you go through a drive-thru and you grab food, are you eating it immediately or are you waiting until you get home?
I have to wait till I get home.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all about the experience. You don't want to be fumbling and driving.
The five-year-old has to get his right away.
Well, I hear
that's
you.
Different.
Well, you know what? I'm clearly a five-year-old. All right, so ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Allison.
Wait, do you eat the food right away, Stevie? We even ask you?
Not all of it. Some of it.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Some of it. The fries, right?
Yeah, the fries are gone, probably.
You got to get a car fry, though, so that when you get home, you still have fries home, because you don't want to eat them all and then be sad.
Oh, that's a good call. Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
The fries do, fries can't be reheated.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you don't want that cold fry. That's a great call. All right, so Allison, you know how the game works. We're going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. Producer Stevie, as always, keeping track of the score. There is a timer involved, so you need to answer within the time limits. Once you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen and bring her back in and let her know it's, you know, this part of the game is over. It's okay for her to come back into the studio, and then she'll answer the same five questions. And if you win, you get the limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. So let's go ahead and begin the game with question number one. It is official. The Starbucks Red Cup Day has been announced. It's going to be happening on Thursday, November 13th. You buy a holiday drink and get a free reusable Red Cup while supplies last. All I need you to do is name any drink that you could get at Starbucks.
A grande latte.
Oh, there you go. Question number two. Swenson's Drive-In is coming to Rocket Arena. Starting this season, there's going to be two Swenson stands, and if opponent misses two free throws in a row, which would be back-to-back, fans get free potato teasers the next day. Give me the name of the signature burger at Swenson's.
I'm not a Swenson's eater.
Oh, that's okay. There's the timer. That's right. We'll move to question number three. This is big news as Disney is going to be celebrating America's 250th birthday with an update to the Soarin' ride. It's called Soarin' Across America. It's going to debut next summer at both Disney World and also Disneyland, taking guests on a flight over iconic U.S. landmarks. Which of the four theme parks at Disney World would you find the Soarin' ride?
Across the world. Disney, Japan.
I'm sorry. Once again, down in Disney World, I'm going to ask you again to make sure that you understand. Which of the four theme parks at Disney World in Florida, if you will, would you find the Soarin' ride? Yeah, so here we go. Here's the timer again.
at Epcot.
All right, question number four. Joe Walsh and Zach Brown are joining season 28 of The Voice as mega mentors. Brown's going to team up with Michael Bublé and also Snoop Dogg, while Walsh is going to join Niall Horan and the fourth judge on the show. Who is she?
On what show?
The Voice.
Reba.
All right, question number five. Actor Colman Domingo has joined Wicked for Good. He's going to voice the Cowardly Lion in the second half of the Wicked musical film. Now, Colman Domingo was nominated for back-to-back years for an Academy Award in the Best Actor category. Name either film in which he was nominated.
What's his name again?
Colman Domingo.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even know who that is.
That's okay. We're going to see how you did with all five questions. Producer Stevie will let you know your total. Now we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio. She has to answer the same five questions next. Let's continue with this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Allison in Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did Allison do?
Allison got three.
There you go.
Good job, Allison.
Three correct today. Here's what happens now. We ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. It is official. Starbucks Red Cup Day has been announced. It's going to be Thursday, November 13th. You buy a holiday drink and get a free reusable Red Cup while supplies last. Name any drink that you could get at Starbucks.
A caramel frappuccino.
I think they discontinued
caramel rimmed and crunch. Sorry. You know why I paused? Because I got a drink there yesterday and I couldn't remember right off the top of my head. Iced pumpkin spice latte is what I got.
Did you?
The blend was off. I'm not going to lie to you.
Didn't like it?
No,
The blend needs to be on for $6.
Yeah.
Then the rest of those drinks, the blend needs to be on, not
off. And then,
off.
Of course, I made every one of my family members taste it to make sure it was off, and they all agreed.
Did you wait till you get home to drink it?
Question number two. No, drink is easier. Drink is easier.
Question number two. So if the food had a lid.
No.
Question number two. Question number two. Swenson's Drive-In is coming to Rocket Arena. Starting this season, there's going to be two Swenson stands. And if opponent misses back-to-back free throws, fans are going to get free potato teasers the next day. Mm. Give me the name of the signature burger at Swenson's.
The Galley Boy.
Oh, yeah.
So delicious.
Question number three. Disney is celebrating America's 250th birthday with an update to the Soarin' ride. It's going to be Soarin' Across America. It'll debut next summer at both Disney World and also Disneyland, taking guests over a flight over iconic U.S. landmarks. Which of the four theme parks at Disney World would you find the Soarin' ride?
Epcot.
It is at Epcot. As we move to question number four, Joe Walsh, Zach Brown, they are joining season 28 of The Voice as mega mentors. Now, Brown is going to team up with Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg, while Walsh is going to join Niall Horan and the fourth judge on the show. Who is she?
Ooh, I don't remember. It's Kelly Clarkson. It is Gwen Stefani. It is Alicia Keys. It is
Reba.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, it is, yes. Reba McEntire. Move to question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or what's a tiebreaker.
Stevie, thank you for that reminder.
Actor Colman Domingo has joined Wicked for Good. He's going to voice the Cowardly Lion in the second half of the Wicked musical film. By the way, Colman Domingo was nominated for back-to-back years for an Academy Award in the Best Actor category. I need you to name either film in which he was nominated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was, it was the Lion King.
Very Lion aware.
I was trying to think of
it. Sing Sing and also Rustin was the other one. I think it was 2022, 2023.
Oh, good old Rustin.
So where are we at now?
We are tied at three.
Okay, we need to go to a tiebreaker question. This is how it's going to work. The timer is still in play. So Allison needs to give me the answer within the time limit. Jen will be writing down her answer the exact same time so we keep everything fair. It will be closest to the actual number without going over. I'm going to go back to question number two. We're going to go back to Swenson's. Swenson's was founded how many years ago? Swenson's was founded how many years ago? Closest to that actual number without going over is today's winner. Here's the timer.
75.
Jeff Tuohy?
I wrote 45.
It was 91 years ago.
Not as an old burger.
Back in 1934, even back then, I was still eating in the car. Well, I guess you would have.
Probably would have.
I don't even eat Twisted.
This one goes to Allison.
Congratulations, Allison. You did it. You trumped me.
That's right. Limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Reusable coffee mug is yours. Congratulations. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Allison from Cleveland, and I just trumped Tuohy.
Pat's in Green. Going to play a round of Trump Tuohy on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Pat, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Tim. How about you?
We are doing very well. We're so excited that you're going to play this round of Trump Tuohy. So why don't you go ahead and start the game and ask Jen to leave the room?
Hey, Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck to you, Pat.
Thank you.
All right. She's leaving the room, as you know. Producer Stevie stays in the room with me, as you know, because she's keeping track of the score. The door is now shut. She is in the hallway. So we'll ask you five questions. You know the timer is involved, so you need to make sure to answer or to give me your answer within the timed limit. Once you're done answering these five questions, we'll grab Jen and bring her back in. We'll play a quick song so we can do that and ask her the same five questions. If you've answered more than correctly than Jen, then you've won the game and you get the mug. So that's exciting. All right. So let's begin with question number one, specifically Rachel Ray. She appeared healthy and upbeat. That was exciting. While co-hosting the Blue Moon Burger Bash 2.0 with Brooklyn Becker at the New York City Wine and Food Festival, easing fans' concerns. What Food Network aired her hit show? Speaking of Rachel Ray, once again, what TV network aired her hit show, 30 Minute Meals?
30 Minute Meals. CBS.
Let's go with question number two. Fans were disappointed by Mariah Carey's recent performance at a festival in Australia, with some even brutally describing it as terrible and lifeless. What is the name of the popular American steakhouse chain restaurant known for its Australian theme?
Outback.
Question number three. With those blooming onions and the dippy do. Do you like those, Stevie?
No. They have the new...
what in the world?
They have the new mozzarella sticks there that I want to try.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They have the same seasoning or whatever.
I know, that's right.
And they're like boomerang shape. I saw them on TikTok.
Yeah. You can try those?
Boomerang. Ooh.
Yeah. Those. Do you dip those in the... Like the marinara sauce or no?
Yeah, I do a marinara. Okay. That's about it.
Question.
Don't give me the ranch.
Nah, you're not dipping marinara. Yeah, you're right. You got to go.
People do. They dip a mozzarella stick in ranch.
I've never seen that. And I love ranch.
They
that doesn't sound
Chili's.
Great. Really?
Yeah.
I always use marinara. Okay. Well, maybe I'll try it. All
no,
right. Question number three.
It.
Now that sounds, I don't think that sounds great. And I love ranch and I love mozzarella sticks. All right. We'll move to question number three. Enough about food. Paris Hilton is hosting a new limited edition or limited web series that delves into two big parts of her life, designing her new home and her ADHD. The three-part series is going to premiere tomorrow on her YouTube channel. Who co-starred with Paris Hilton on the show The Simple Life?
I have absolutely no idea.
That's all right. We'll move to question number four. Lewis Capaldi is promising that his next album is going to be upbeat. We'll see about that.
I thought of you when I saw that because you always say...
I do. I mean, I love Lewis Capaldi, but it's usually not an upbeat Lewis Capaldi. He's known for his emotional ballads, and he shared his plan saying, and I quote, "I would like to start making happy music," end quote. What was Lewis Capaldi's breakout single that topped charts around the world? We're looking for the title.
Oh, I should know this. Why do I draw blanks when I talk to you guys?
Hey, that's okay. It happens to me, too. We're going to move to question number five. The Orionid meteor shower peaks tonight. NASA says you can see up to 20 shooting stars an hour, all from debris left by Halley's Comet. The best viewing time between midnight and 2 a.m. Steve, you going to be awake for that?
No.
In which song... And also by which artist, so we're looking for the song title and artist, contains the lyrics, "I just saw Halley's Comet, she waved."
I am horrible at this. I just like talking to you guys.
You are not horrible at this. Sometimes you know the questions and the answers, sometimes you don't. And either way, we get to talk to you. We love talking to you, Pat. So we're going to see how you did. And then Jen has to answer these same five questions coming up in 3 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jen's back into the room. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Pat's in green, answering five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did Pat do?
Pat got one.
All right, Pat.
Woo-hoo! That was fun, Jen.
One is better than none. How about that? I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah.
Wait till we get to the size of Iowa versus Kansas question coming up here in just
a
minute.
Hey, don't blame me.
What was you yesterday?
Not today.
And then she posted the question on all of her socials too, which I loved. I thought that was so great. All right, we're gonna go to question number one. Obviously, of five questions, same ones we asked Pat just a minute ago. Let's begin with Rachel Ray appearing healthy and upbeat while co-hosting the Blue Moon Burger Bash 2.0 with Brooklyn Beckham at the New York City Wine and Food Festival, easing fans' concerns. What TV network aired her show 30 Minute Meals?
No, the Cooking Channel. Is that a network?
I don't think
TNT?
So. We're going to go with the Food Network.
The Food Network. The
on
cooking
that one. The Cooking Channel might have been so part of PBS in the 70s.
Why didn't I think of the Food Network? I don't even know why. That was like.
That's all right. The Cooking Channel. The wooden spoon logo.
I'm not even kidding you. Not even a dot of a trace of the Food Network came to my brain.
Sorry. We're going to go to question number two.
All right.
It's a little easier, I think.
Let's hope
fans were disappointed by Mariah Carey's recent performance. It's much easier when I have the questions and answers in my hand. Like, I can't, like, yeah. Why would I make, I'm not making fun at all. Fans were disappointed by Mariah Carey's recent performance at a festival in Australia, with some even brutally describing it as terrible and lifeless. What is the name of the popular American steakhouse chain restaurant known for its Australian theme?
The Outback? Outback Steakhouse?
Which was featured on the Cooking Channel. Absolutely.
Really? Interesting. Was Rachel Ray on that show?
By the way, Stevie revealed some people dip their mozzarella sticks in ranch.
Oh, that sounds good.
No.
Oh, it does not.
Bad idea.
And I love ranch. All right. Question number three.
I think you're going to try it and you're going to like it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
On the Cooking Channel.
Don't.
No. Paris Hilton is hosting a new limited web series that delves into two big parts of her life, designing her new home and her ADHD. The three-part series, by the way, is going to premiere tomorrow on her YouTube channel. Who co-starred with Paris Hilton on The Simple Life?
Nicole Richie.
It was Nicole Richie. As we're moving to question number four, Louis Capaldi is promising that his next album is going to be upbeat. The singer, known for his emotional ballads, he shared his plan, saying, and I quote, "I would like to start making happy music," end quote. What was Louis Capaldi's breakout single that topped charts around the world?
Before You Go? Was it that one? What was the first one?
They're all great and similar, so I understand
I
having
know.
Its upside.
7 years?
That was Scram.
I'm gonna stop. Someone you loved.
Yeah, that one.
This is just not getting any better.
Can I'm going. Just be over? Can we be done?
The Orionid meteor shower. This is question number five. Good luck. Peaks tonight. NASA says you can see up to 20 shooting stars an hour, all from debris left by Halley's Comet. Best viewing time between midnight and 2 a.m. And what song by which artist contains the lyrics?
No, sorry.
Contains the lyrics, I just saw Halley's Comet, she waved.
That is Role Model, Sally When the Wine Runs Out.
I'm disappointed in this one. We only played this song roughly 6,000 times.
What is it? Is it like Train or something?
Second Chance by Shinedown.
Oh, gosh.
Can she wave?
I would never, ever get that. Could you sing it one more time just to make sure I know?
Final totals.
Pat 1, Jen 2.
All right.
That was, I'm sorry for every bit of that, Pat. I don't.
Am I singing?
You know what? The third time will be the charm.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So I will be back, Jen.
Good.
You will be back. We'll mark it. Pat's return. All right. In the meantime, you know what you have to say, Pat.
Yes, I am Pat from Green, and I did not trump Julie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.